We've been focusing these last few days on the resurrection of Jesus. Did it really happen? And if so, so what? If it really did happen, what does it mean for you and me now and into eternity? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And that's the question. It's all well and good to talk about what happened way back when, and yes, we should get it clear in our minds to put our faith on firm foundations. But what practical difference does Jesus' resurrection make now and forever? Today is Armistice Day, 104 years since World War I ended. Tens of millions had died. The guns had fallen silent. But now what? The future mattered a lot to those who'd been brutalized by that war. And it matters a lot to you and to me, because one day it'll be our bodies lying in a box to be burned or buried. Staring that reality of death in the face, what does your future hold? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 to 22. But Christ really has been raised from death, the first one of all those who will be raised. Death comes to people because of what one man did. But now there is resurrection from death because of another man. I mean that in Adam, all of us die. And in the same way, in Christ, all of us will be made alive again. Our sin, you see, effectively declared war on God. Through the cross of Christ, though, he declared an armistice, a peace. And through the empty tomb, he declared an eternal future, a new life, a resurrection life for all who would believe in Jesus, his son. The moment we put our faith in Jesus, we're made alive again, from now and for all eternity. That's God's word fresh for you today. Perhaps you're facing battles in your life at the moment. Perhaps you're struggling to lay hold of your resurrection life. Whatever the need, the answer is prayer. And the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. We would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.